Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. Chapter 13, The Summary of the Brain, the Broadcasting and Receiving Station for Thought, the 12th Step to Riches. In Chapter 13 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, we dive into the fascinating realm of the brain and its role in shaping our thoughts, actions, and ultimately our success. Hill emphasizes that the brain is a powerful tool and understanding its functions can be instrumental in achieving one's goals. The brain as your creative workshop. Hill posits that your brain is the workshop where your thoughts are transformed into ideas, plans, and actions. It's the seat of your imagination, creativity, and reasoning. By understanding and harnessing the potential of your brain, you can direct your thoughts towards the realization of your goals. Think of your brain as a highly adaptable and trainable instrument. It can be shaped and influenced by the thoughts and ideas you feed into it. The quality of your thoughts and the clarity of your goals directly impact the outcomes you achieve. The power of a positive mental attitude. Hill stresses the importance of maintaining a positive mental attitude. Your brain is more receptive to positive thoughts and ideas, which can lead to creative solutions and productive actions. Conversely, a negative attitude can impede your progress and hinder your ability to overcome challenges. A positive mental attitude is a mindset that sees opportunity in adversity and maintains an unwavering belief in the eventual achievement of your goals. It's a key driver of success and a way to unlock the brain's full potential. The brain's response to autosuggestion. Autosuggestion, as introduced earlier in the book, is a technique for influencing the subconscious mind through repeated affirmations and positive self-talk. Hill explains that when you consistently feed your brain with positive thoughts and beliefs, it responds by generating ideas, strategies, and insights that align with your desires. The brain's capacity to process information and generate creative solutions is amplified when it is nourished with affirmative and constructive inputs. Powerful quotes of this chapter. The brain is a broadcasting and receiving station for thought. Action steps for this chapter. Learn a new skill every month. Example, speed reading, memorizing, sports, music, etc. That's very, very powerful. You got to do this. So make a list of the new skills which you're going to learn this month. Pause this particular podcast right now and make a list. Maybe it's reading a new book, memorizing, speed reading. Maybe it's a new sport. Maybe some new musical instrument. But do it right now. Number two, become aware of how your brain is like a muscle. The more you use, the more it works for you. The awareness is very important. Personal application of this chapter. I read about 50 books a year. I enroll in about 10 different training programs a year. I invest about 10% of my income on investing in myself. And I keep on doing this. My brain is evolving year after year. And that's the reason for my growth and continuous progress. Affirmation for this chapter. I use the infinite power of my brain to achieve my results. Repeat after me. I use the infinite power of my brain to achieve my results. Come on, guys. One more time with a lot of energy. I use the infinite power of my brain to achieve my results. Yeah, wonderful. Case studies from Think and Grow Rich community members. Vaishnav Ramesh achieved his grand success in his career. He not only got a promotion, but also availed of ESOPs as incentives. Despite lockdown, he achieved record performance using the principles of Think and Grow Rich, especially the power of the brain. The link is there on my YouTube channel. Just search for this and you'll find several success stories over there where people have used their power of their brain and got phenomenal success. Further reading. Number one, the dramatic story of the brain, which is there in Think and Grow Rich. Number two, what is telepathy and clairvoyance? The distinctions are clearly mentioned with examples of J.B. Ryan's experiments in the chapter of Think and Grow Rich. Follow the instructions of this chapter and get ready to invoke your sixth sense, the 13th step to riches. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.